what do you guys think of Napster?
Yeah, and without libeling any rock bands, I mean, how lame is Metallica? Is a softball question. Just knock that one out of the park, please.
We're pretty open-spoken on Rant Radio.
Yeah.
We hold no bars.
Yeah,
we actually have a rant in rotation about Mr. Lars Ulrich.
Yeah.
We love MP3s, Napster, and especially Nutella, where they...
You know, it used to be called sharing before they made it illegal, eh?
You know,
everything I ever learned in kindergarten,
sharing is good.
You know, it's not like if Napster was making money, like if they were stealing music, selling it, and making money on it, like Asian, you know, pirate market style, then that's fine. Yeah, by all means, you know, people should just wade into those guys with a shovel. But the point is that
they're not making money,
and it's actually kind of a ludicrous thought, really, to sell music if you think about it.
It's art.
It is art. And if you take a photo of a painting, like where do you draw the line? Oh, Daddy, were you licensed to tell me that Bedtime Story? I mean, give me a break. There comes a point when you have to say, hang on, this is stupid. You know, people in Russia are filing for patents on bottles. It's insane, and it's got to stop.
Well, I mean, don't you think Napster is all about revenge? I mean, we've been paying $17, $18, $19 for lousy CDs for 10 years, and now here's a chance for people, you know, to cut through that and just get the song that they want in a good quality format.
I think it was a long time coming. I mean, they make so much profit on these CDs. If they're selling in the stores for $2, you think I'd be wasting my time online downloading these MP3s all day? It takes me forever to get a full album.
Oh, yeah. More than that, actually, taking it a step further to go with your revenge idea, I think that the truth of the matter is that they're not so angry at having to pay for the CD. That I don't think is the point, because many, many people will go buy the CD after they hear it on MP3.
I like the artwork. I like the guaranteed gonna spin up kind
people,
of CD. Play it anywhere. The Burns don't play in my car sometimes.
Vinyl still sells. People buy vinyl all the time. Why? The reason why Napster is so brilliant is because no one plays alternative industrial music on the radio. You cannot get good house music previews because DJs suck. So what happens is that you have to have the ability to go online, sample 20 million different tracks of industrial brands. Some of them suck, some of them don't. But the ones that don't, you find out about these amazing bands, and you find about, like, local talent, Darkest of the Hillside Thickets, all these guys who are amazing.
I wouldn't have found out about a lot of bands if it wasn't for Napster and Nutella.
Because
I wouldn't know half the cool bands I know now.
You can't preview music at $30 a crack for an import and then just buy it on a blind hook because the album art is good. That doesn't work. But if you're buying, you know, stuff from Germany and Japan that you've imported, which is, you know, really solid Blade Runner, cutting edge, bleeding kind of stuff, then, yeah, you'll pay the $40 because, yeah, look, I've got the original gold foil, the box set, the whole nine, and Sirius Audiophiles will do that. And the record companies, it's all about greed at this point. They're screwing artists beyond belief, and now everyone is just sick of it and they've had their day. Sorry, you're a dinosaur, time to die.
And why is it the small bands like it, but the big bands under the big, huge corporations don't?
I'm Bill Lasar.
And I'm Steve Baldwin.
Thank you for tuning in to The Real Web.